And I'm glad to say that U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson sees very clearly what's going on in Iran. What's going on in Iran is the persecution of religious minorities on a chronic basis. This has been going on for a very long time. It has not gotten any better since the election of Rouhani as president. Many people call him a moderate. We have not seen that moderation in this way. Particularly, I would say, the Baha'i are woefully and just brutally oppressed. And religious freedom in any other way, we're not seeing greater toleration in Iran. It's a very oppressive country when it comes to religious freedom.
Since 1999, State Department has been critical of treatment of religious minorities in Iran, and you have been following this subject since then. Although you mentioned that it is getting worse, but has there been any improvement or changes during these years?
Not that I'm aware of. We've seen various people who have decided to change their religion being jailed. We've seen people who are members of religious minority facing not just discrimination but persecution. I don't think we've seen any improvement whatsoever under the current regime in Iran, and I think we're unlikely to. This is a Khomeiniist regime. It is a regime that believes that those who do not practice their brand of Shia Islam do not deserve anything like equality or even real toleration, much less respect and freedom.
In your opinion, what is the reason for this problem in Iran or any other similar government establishment?
Well, it's the ideology to which Iran's rulers subscribe. It is an ideology developed by the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. All one needs to do is read his writings, which go back to 1940s, and one can see that he is entirely intolerant, that he is an extremist, that he has a very radical interpretation of Shia Islam, and a very belligerent one at that, and that there's really no way that he is going to allow freedom of religion, and there's no way he's not going to be, that his heirs, those who believe that, who embrace his ideology, will not be bellicose towards all of their neighbors, pretty much, except those that submit.
But Mr. Rouhani was re-elected on the basis of tolerance and hope.
I think that those who saw him as someone who would bring tolerance and hope were misguided. The supreme leader is called the supreme leader for a reason. Ali Khamenei is the one who is calling the shots, literally and figuratively, in that country. I am not convinced that Rouhani is a moderate. I'm not convinced that he would like to see a more tolerant Iran. I think he's probably a pragmatist, and he's rather strategic and quite smart in his thinking, but I'm not sure that he has any serious disagreements with supreme leader. And Supreme Leader Khamenei sees himself as, and he has described himself as, an Islamic revolutionary and a follower of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, and that means that he has no interest in giving freedom, respect, tolerance to religious minorities. They should submit, they should convert, or they should die.
But some people say that there is a hope, and these changes can come. Do you think that there is any light at the end of the tunnel?
None that I can see. None for the foreseeable future. There, obviously, President Obama believed that there was a possibility, if he reached out a hand in friendship and respect, that his hand would be grasped, that if he could come to a deal that would enrich Iran, that would show respect for Iran, that Iran would end its nuclear weapons development. And no, I don't think things are going to get better anytime soon. I don't think we've seen the regime moderating in any way as the result of 8 years of President Obama's attempt to establish a rapprochement. Death to America is still being chanted. Best the means to that end, nuclear weapons, has been delayed, but not halted.
Mr. May, are you aware of the policy review of the U.S. government towards Iran? And if so, what direction it is going?
I'm aware of it, and to the best of my knowledge, it is going to be a tougher policy towards Iran. It is going to be one that acknowledges that the various forms of outreach, the various attempts at detente and rapprochement of the Obama administration ended in failure, and that route will not be pursued further. I'm hopeful that there'll be a more realistic attitude towards the theocratic regime that rules Iran.
I thank you for your time, Mr. Wade.
Thank you.